This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I know you've been waiting for the last 21 hours for the DJ Veers to come back. How about that? That's a good way for us to be known, the DJ Veers. What do you say, ladies? Lady J, Lady V?
I like Lady C. J and Lady V. Yeah.
Really? Hey, it sounds like we should be on at night instead of in the morning.
Well,
we
Downton are Abbey Radio. Something. I like it.
Downton Abbey Radio. I hadn't even thought about that. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads? How are you doing? What can we do with your time today that's worthwhile? Well, you have to stick around and find out. Exciting things are in the works here. For example, boo-hoo to those of you who listened to me yesterday, who heard me say with the most positive twist that Joe Piscopo was going to run for governor in New Jersey.
He's not?
No. He said he was supporting the current Republican Lieutenant Governor, Kim Guadagno. Is that how you pronounce your name? Him? Her? Here, it's her. Guadagno.
Well, whoever the person is, that's the person who's been running the state for the last 3.5 years.
Yeah, right.
You talk to anyone in New Jersey. I mean, Chris Christie's not even in the state most of the time.
Yeah, she said angrily.
I mean, that's how everyone in New Jersey feels. He flew
Wait
back
a minute.
Into the state.
Hold on a second. That's
important
story of the day.
I was going to say, that's not how everyone feels. According to polls in New Jersey, that's how most people feel.
No, I was going to move to the most important trending story on pretty much any site you go to. Barack Obama proposed to another woman twice before he met and married Michelle. You'd think that was the bombshell of the year.
Don't you know those other two women are kicking themselves? Could have been first lady.
Yeah, or second lady, or third lady.
This is part of the book
that they're working on. They're leaking little bits and pieces of the book.
Oh, this came from him?
Yeah.
I thought this came from someone else.
Well, the girlfriend apparently went public, and then Obama said, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
Because
there was a book.
For a moment of fame.
Yeah, there was a book about a woman he dated when they were in college, but she never said anything about a proposal. So I guess it must have been two other women after that, before he met Michelle.
Uh-huh. I'm glad all the women that I've known haven't written books.
Just wait.
I feel like Jennifer should write a book.
I
feel like Jen's been one of those Muppets who sits in the balcony and has seen everything.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second.
I forget their names now.
Hold on just a minute.
Yeah.
Ladies, some highlighted story here. Let's see, what side am I on? I'm on the...
Notice how he took that away from himself very quickly.
No. This is a look at budget wedding gowns. You just bought yours, though, over the weekend, right?
I did, yes.
Victoria, ladies
Twice.
And gentlemen, if you've not heard, Victoria is getting married, but because it's a low-budget wedding, she's only going to wear half of a dress.
Oh, that hurts.
No, I'm not saying it to hurt. I'm teasing.
Okay.
I meant to hurt you.
You don't really want everyone to call a bride's wedding low budget, because that kind of it seems like, you know, beer cans in a trailer park.
Which isn't terrible. The only thing better than low budget is low rent.
Yeah.
Really?
We're doing very elegant, but very small, so there's a difference.
Right. Well, you could have had room for one more person.
Would you like to be added to the list?
Seat at the end of the table or something. One of those deals.
On the floor.
We'll put you at the kids' table next door.
That'd be great. The kids would love me. I'd be very entertaining.
Well,
you wouldn't have to worry about
allowed.
The kids for the whole wedding. I'd be fine.
It would literally be a kids' table of one, because no children are allowed.
Ah. No No old guys and no kids. Jeez. What wedding is that? All right, speaking of weddings, Brad Pitt has spoken out about his split from Angelina Jolie, breaking his silence, according to the news media. He spoke candidly, I love this, about the end of their marriage in the GQ story. Quote, I was really on my back and chained.
Wow.
You can stop right
that
there.
That sounds okay, actually. It sounds very Angelina, doesn't it?
Yep. That's kind of... Anyway, he said there was a difficult circumstance when Child Services was called. After that, we've been able to work together to sort all of this stuff out. We're doing our best. He lives in the childhood home of the children in the Hollywood Hills with his bulldog, Jacques. Have we seen a picture of his bulldog? See if we can find a picture
I've
of
I've seen Jacques in a few different pictures.
I didn't know he had a bulldog. Huh.
I think it's actually a French bulldog, I thought. But maybe that's a different... Maybe they have more than one dog.
The name would make sense, though, if it's a Frenchie.
If it's
the
Jacques.
The French bulldogs are ugly. Yeah.
Well, listen to you. You're a bulldog snob.
I know,
please.
Right?
Anyway, he also said his partner in this agrees, very jarring for the children to have the family ripped apart. Children are so delicate. They absorb everything. They need to have their hand held and things explained. They need to be listened to. When I get into a busy work mode, I'm not hearing. I want to be better at that, he said. He grew up with a father knows best mentality. Father all powerful, super strong. And he married Angelina. I don't think she's exactly a shy, retiring violet, is she?
Opposites attract, apparently.
Apparently. Hmm. He said the divorce has been like death and a process for everyone. The first urge is to cling. And then you have this cliche, if you love someone, set them free. Now I know what that means by feeling it. It means to love without ownership. It means expecting nothing in return. You know, I think that's 100% true. I think if you really, really love somebody... And I would say that I've experienced this. I don't know whether you ladies have done that. Kara's too young to have experienced it. Maybe you all are, in a sense.
God.
No, I mean that seriously. I don't mean that. I was kidding with Victoria before, but I mean that seriously. I think there's a certain amount of maturity. Not that you can't love someone and not have anything in return. We all go through that. As always, that puppy love stuff that goes on in high school. There must have been somebody, Jennifer, some boy in high school that you loved and he didn't even know you existed.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's not what I'm talking about. There's this thing that happens as you go. And part of it may be karma. You never can tell because you don't know what the circumstance is. We all find people and we all pay attention to people and we all love people. The thing that is hardest and saddest about the reality of love is for those people who have never experienced it, what you miss. Because it is what makes our blood flow, isn't it? Some people just don't know how to love. Some people didn't grow up around love, so they don't recognize it. That kind of stuff. But if you haven't really felt it, if you haven't really in some way, shape, or form, and I mean romantic love. I don't mean any other. We have love for our siblings, love for our parents, love for our children. Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that crazy, tingling feeling that you get when you are crazy in love with someone and you can't get them out of your mind. That's love. And sometimes, what is the expression? Unrequited love?
Unrequited love.
Yeah, happens. I don't think that was the story with Brad Pitt. I think he got what he wanted out of Angelina and then didn't know. But I think he'd been around... He'd been through, a couple of dozen women before he got there. And
remember, he was married to Jennifer Aniston when they did that movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, together, and that was it took.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's interesting because I think everyone assumed, the sort of like celebrity gossip sites and things, I think thought that he was going to find someone else, a new co-star, to replace Angelina the way that he did.
Wasn't that the rumor in that... with that French actress?
That turned out to not be true. Yeah. But it's interesting. I mean, I read the entire GQ article. It's very sad.
That's what I thought it was.
He admits to drinking too much. He admits to, I mean, he really takes full responsibility. He talks about now he's started therapy for the first time in his life. He's 53. He went through two different therapists to get to the right one. I mean, he's and it sounds very sad, like he really wants her back. It's interesting that he got dumped similarly to the way Jennifer Aniston got dumped and was crying during her GQ interview. Yeah. So it's kind of weird that it's come full circle.
Is it karma?
Yeah.
And what's she doing? Do we know what she's up to romantically?
She's married to
Jennifer Aniston. No.
Or
Angelina.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think she's romantically doing anything.
Yeah. Not that I've heard.
Yeah.
If he turns out, you can't see her, so you wouldn't see if she was with somebody else.
She hides easily.
Right. Yeah.
That's always almost pathetic, the way she looks sad. I think that's... It is.
Well, that's
pathetic.
Nice.
No, I think she looks pathetic.
After all the cancer scare, after everything that she went through, I mean, I think people are concerned that she is very, very thin. Her brother has talked about that, but I don't know. I mean, she was certainly never a large person to begin with.
No. No, she would look, she could easily be hidden behind Kim Jong-un.
I think, Angelinas could hide behind him.
Well, she's probably taller
than
him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You'd still see her head, so she'd have to scrunch down.
Right.
He looks like a giant dumpling. You know those, Korean, what are they called? They're they're like a big dumpling that's, the size of your hand. That's what he looks like to me. He's a human dumpling.
Diff crap. Anyway. All right, let's get to Mother's Day that's right around the corner. A week from this Sunday, have you taken to heart all of our advice here? The three of us, four of us, talking about what we ought to have for Mom. I'm not a mother. That may be the best. That's the quote of the morning so far. I am not a mother. Well, some people would call me something else, but not that kind of mother. Anyway, Mother's Day and Sherry's Berries go together. I could put this to music. Mothers, let's see, how can I do that? Go together like that. Okay, I'll work on it. Sherry's Berries has a deal that you cannot possibly ignore. Freshly dipped strawberries, that's what they're known for. You know that the price is $19.99. And then you pay for shipping. Now, I have something exclusive to offer you right here, right now. When you double the berries for another $10, I've been talking about that all this week, there's something that has been added. Free cake truffles. Whoa! So here's a whole lot of good stuff for Mother's Day. You can pick your delivery date. Go online right now to berries.com. Code DJV in the microphone, top right-hand corner. And get on to it. Order some for Monday. This is how you really treat your mother. Get some delivered on Monday, some delivered on Wednesday, some delivered on Friday, and then Sunday, all this stuff. They can have a big party at your mom's house. That would be kind of cool. How about that? We can go over to Victoria's mom's house, or we'll go to Kara's mother's house, or we'll go to Jennifer's mother's house, and we'll see all these berries. And you can just put them on the table, and we'll help ourselves. How about that, ladies? Okay?
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Help ourselves. Yes. Okay. Gourmet strawberries. You get two dozen for $29.99 and a free cake truffle. Pay shipping, and you're in heaven. It's great. Let's get started. Berries.com. Berries. Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code D. JV for the deal.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The Morticians of Music to appear on the radio again. It's a musical moment every day at this time, devoted to those who are great singers and songsters, but have hit the road, if you know what I mean. James Brown is one of those puppies, but we ought to celebrate his birthday. He would have been 73 yesterday. All kinds of activity on social media praising James Brown, also known, a.k.a. the Godfather of Soul. Billboard magazine actually did a tribute to Brown with a retrospective on some of the big hits. This is Try Me, I think, isn't it, Kara?
It sure is.
It's from January 1959. This is probably the quietest thing he ever did. Sort of moving on. But I do like this, because this is sort of from the early days of Alan Freed and rock and roll in Cleveland. This is what it sounded like, this kind of stuff. And then he, as he produced more music, there were 90 songs that got onto the charts during his tenure. But this is the one that got him to number one. You think of James Brown, you think of this. Number one for 12 weeks in a row, 1965. Let's see, what else has he got in his bag? His papa got a brand new bag, another big hit for him. Who doesn't remember this?
These songs are so timeless.
Oh, they are.
Amazing.
And this one was a little slower. It's a man's world. I didn't like this one. I never did.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be
nothing. By the way, his English was really hard. Nothing about it. A woman. All right, Cold Sweat, another one of his big tunes. This was typical of his. Get a cold sweat. He sweat more on... He and... the guy's name that did the living, the orchestra, was the big, heavy black guy who was a cab driver. Barry White. Man, did that guy sweat. He really, you know, these two guys, man, they were really at it. There are very few people who are musically inclined that I like more than Barry White. There's something about his music and his presence that was so fabulous. But James Brown, I mean, the guy had it. These people have it. Brown had 110, did I say 90? 110 entries. Well, 90 on the pop charts, 110 on the R&B slots. Most number ones, let's see, behind Aretha and Steve Wonder. Okay, so Aretha's number one, Stevie Wonder's number two, and James Brown number three on that list. He's got a couple of Grammy Awards, and he was in the first class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Good what year did he die?
No, 7-8 years ago. I don't remember exactly.
Isn't it weird that he was only 70? He would have been only 73? I thought for sure he would have been in his 80s.
Yeah, me too.
The kind of drugs he was on. He was
alive. Yeah.
Yeah, he died in 2006.
Yeah. All right, Glenn Campbell saying goodbye again. Title track off his new final studio album is Adios. 81-year-old singer in the final stages of Alzheimer's. Adios was previously in the adult contemporary world for Linda Ronstadt in the 90s. I feel so bad. I want to cry when I hear it. Adios,
adios. Why are they doing this?
I don't know.
Because he's not doing this. This is his family that's dragging this out and making it more dramatic. And he should be able to be at peace and have dignity. And
I agree with you, Jennifer. All right, so I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to hear it. 28 past the hour. On the California
coast. You're not out of gas. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In 1922, there were 7 million cars in the United States. And the United States Geological Survey estimated that the country would run out of oil by 1942. But it's 2016 and there are nearly 250 million vehicles burning oil and gas in the United States alone. Man was the USGS off base. But the reason they were off by so much was that they didn't take into consideration the new solutions that weren't even around at the time. Look, whatever problems you're currently facing, my hope is that you understand that just because you can't see an immediate solution to the problem, don't be too sure that you'll never find one. There are solutions around the corner that haven't even crossed your mind yet. In other words, no matter what you're going through, you're not out of gas. For motivation to find solutions, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is a healthier you, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The ladies of the morning are here with me. I'm the master of mornings, Doug Steffen. The ladies of the morning with me are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Thank you for being here. Thanks to all of you. I'm feeling a little silly. I'm a little sad listening to Glenn Campbell. And then I thought, that's not my job to be sad. My job is to be happy. My job is to present you with good news, good information. So, this may start off your day well. Those of you who got up this morning worrying about plankton, we have a very important announcement.
The villain on SpongeBob SquarePants, that's who you're worried about?
Mr. Plankton.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a different kind of plankton. The kind of plankton you studied in biology when you were in high school, Jennifer. Don't you remember all those pictures of the plankton?
Yes, plankton I was absent that day.
Oh, were you really? You didn't get to see the plankton pictures?
I'm sure I must have, somewhere down the road.
Plankton. That's even that word. Think about that word. Why does it feel like to you? Good morning, Mr. Plankton. Plankton. All right, well, it's one of those words that is what it sounds like. Filter-feeding plankton are going to clean up the ocean. Now, you know the ocean is filled with lots of bad stuff at the moment. So someone has figured out that plankton, you know what plankton, it's almost a single cell, Victoria, isn't it? Like amoeba. Aren't plankton and amoeba pretty much in the same family?
I was not good at earth science, but I'm going to go with sure.
Okay, I can persuade these ladies of anything. Wait a minute, I better check with Kara. Kara, did you study any of this stuff?
I know this. Yeah, come on, Kara. Help us out.
I liked biology in high school, but I don't remember all that much. I just know, let's say, they're microscopic plants and animals. I just think of them as like...
She Googled that.
They did, but they are whale food. So when you think of like krill or like the little tiny things that whales eat, that's... So they're small enough to be filtered through like the whale teeth.
Yes, they are. They're bigger than amoeba. But smaller than a house. So
so are we also plankton?
Yeah.
Yes, there's new research that shows a specific species of plankton that filters carbon faster than other species of plankton. And so these giant larvations are building delicate water filters out of mucus.
Ew.
Where does the mucus come from? Whales? Where does the mucus come from? Or does it come from the plankton? Is it plankton mucus?
Maybe it's plankton mucus.
Until now, no one had really studied how these giant larvations filter the water around them because they're so fragile they can't really be removed from the ocean. As soon as they hit the air, they're dead. So researchers used a remote vehicle packed with lasers and cameras to study the plankton where they live. And they figured out there were enough plankton to filter carbon and other nutrients out of the water in Monterey Bay. Did that in a couple of weeks, Jen. Wow. And when the filter gets clogged up with enough of the stuff that the larvations clean out, it drifts to the bottom of the ocean. So how is that good? Why doesn't somebody figure out how to get it out of the ocean instead of having it go back to the bottom? Although the crawly creatures on the bottom probably eat it. Crabs and lobsters and all the stuff that you enjoy as a delicacy, eat crab. That's what they are. Those, the shrimp and you like lobsters, they're bottom feeders, folks. They eat the crap that nobody else eats.
They're like our politicians of the ocean.
I was going to say the cockroaches of the sea, but
there you
yes.
go. So there's a new jingle there. Ask any chicken, let me see, wait a minute. Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's, wait a minute, I'm not finished yet.
I like the Miles remix on that song.
Much better.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best chicken? What did you just say?
Is it the best tuna?
Yeah, no. But this
is chicken that I'm eating, or is it tuna that I'm eating?
No. I want to know.
Right.
You made me. Now, see, I lost my train of music.
Oh, darn it.
What a loss for humanity.
Really?
Oh, and he takes it so personally.
Really? Next in the people department, Damasco Lopez Nunez. Okay, that's the... ticket to a raise. Who knows who Damasco Lopez Nunez is?
Guess I'm going to have to stay as a bottom feeder. Who knows?
Yeah.
He is a bottom feeder, actually, but he's a smart one. Also known in the drug world as the graduate. He is El Chapo's second in command.
Oh.
And he has recently been on the radar for his role in trying to get a hold or control of the Sinaloa cartel. Arrested. Well,
apparently they can't find any of the money that El Chapo had. And it's pretty convenient because, remember, just a week ago, Ted Cruz said, look, hey, if we don't want to have Congress fund the wall, maybe we should take El Chapo's money to build the wall. Remember that?
Yes.
And now the money's gone?
Hmm. Ah!
Hiding.
In plain sight, no doubt. Somebody buried it under the wall.
That's right.
There you go. All right, Jane Goodall, the chimpanzee lady.
Gorilla, but okay.
Oh, I thought she was a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But gorillas in the mist is the
Hold
thing,
on so. Just a second. It's Kara, gorillas. You fed me
I
misinformation.
Said gorillas, and then I said chimps because she worked with both of them.
She
I'm
does
sorry.
Work with both.
No.
I'm just
no,
gorillas
no.
in the mist.
Wait a minute. Not off the hook that quickly. I said gorilla lady. And then you said champese.
No, wait. Hold on. If we're clarifying.
Are you a rapper?
Hold on a second. Right. Doug asked me this morning if Jane Goodall was a British politician. So.
Oh, I did start that way, yes.
Don't act like you started with gorillas and then I was incorrect.
Well, but then I went to Gorillas in the Mist.
No, you didn't.
And then I
you
got
really
this
didn't know who Jane Goodall was? Like,
no, I didn't actually.
You thought
no.
she was a British politician?
I did, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for pointing that out again.
Okay.
Making me look doubly silly.
Wow.
Not just once did they tell you that I thought she was a British politician, but no, Jennifer had to underscore it.
I'm putting
so
it
that
in
I sounded
DJV
even
newsletter.
Dumber.
Breaking news. Doug thinks Jane Goodall is a British politician.
Right. Okay.
Actually,
so,
we should have a trivia question at the end of the week.
Really?
Did Doug think Jane Goodall was A, a monkey tamer, B, a British politician,
uh-huh.
and by
and
the way,
C?
I'm not wrong because on Wikipedia it says that she's best known for her 55-year study.
If it's on Wikipedia, it has to be right.
Her 55-year study of social and family interactions of wild chimpanzees. So
there.
I'm just saying.
She's yeah. half a kook. You know, she's half kooky.
All right, so the whole
anyway.
Reason we're talking about Jane Goodall, we're not interested in her career, really. It's what she said about Ivanka Trump's new manual for women. She said, quote, what you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. Apparently that quote made it into Ivanka's book, Women Who Work. And Goodall, even though she said that she wasn't aware that it was going to be in the book, said, okay, that's fine. And she hopes that her father takes those words to heart. She said that the policies so far have jeopardized wildlife, natural resources, and national monuments. I don't know the policies have done any of that. There's been a lot of talk about it. But as we see with what's happening in the real world, Trump is stumbling a little bit because the real world slows down people and their ideas. Whether the ideas are good or bad, the real world of politics, hello, the vote on the health care bill is today. Are they going to get 216 votes, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think that you wouldn't see them doing this if they didn't think
so. So this came out of nowhere, though, kind of.
No, it hasn't. It didn't come out of nowhere. They've been working on this. No.
According to CNN, it did. Don't you believe everything CNN says?
Mike Pence has been working on this since the day after the last one failed. And the change came from two Republicans, one from Michigan, the other from, I can't remember where, Fred Upton and Billy Long, who are more of the moderates.
Upton's
who wanted
in the
to,
middle, yeah, right.
Who wanted to put in, who wanted to ensure more protection for people with pre-existing conditions. So he went to the White House, said, look, $8 billion, we set that aside for helping people with pre-existing conditions get insurance. The president said yes, and so it seemed like that was what it took to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
you would think after all
important.
This, yeah. you think after all this hoopla that this would somehow be the repeal and replacement that they've been talking about. But no, now it goes to the Senate, where this will happen all over again. Mm-hmm. And then it goes back to the House, where this will happen all over again. So just because it's passing out of the House today doesn't mean that it's a done deal by any stretch.
Well, I love the term, finally. The news media says, finally something's getting done. The guy's been president for 4 months. What are you talking about, finally? What nonsense.
I know. That's the thing. I mean, I think that's what bit him the first time is that in 65 days, the Republicans should have been ready with the plan because they've been talking about it for 7 years. But in 65 days to do a health care plan like this, it took Obama. I mean, Clinton tried to do it in his administration. He couldn't get it done. And then it took Obama well over a year to get it done when he was president. I mean, it's aggressive for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
But
for
I'm glad sure. that people in Washington are still fighting for pre-existing conditions because so many things get categorized as that. I mean, even Jimmy Kimmel the other night, we were talking, you know, yesterday Monday about his baby, and he said that before the Affordable Care Act, that his baby's heart condition that he was born with was considered a pre-existing condition. And if he was a regular person without millions of dollars,
I don't know, would he have been able to keep his baby alive?
Yes,
I mean,
he would have been
terrible.
Able to keep his baby alive. The thing, look, I feel sorry for Jimmy Kimmel. My heart goes out to him. Obviously, he was so touched, and that's no one wants to go through any trauma with their child. But when a baby is born with that condition, whether they have insurance or not, the doctors fix that condition. They don't send you home and say, oh, sorry. I mean,
right,
how
but
many
the
times
baby
do you hear about stacks of babies being thrown out of the hospital because they don't have health care?
Right, but the baby needs care for the rest of his life. I mean, there's going to be, he needs multiple surgeries coming up later on, so that's where families can't afford that. So he may not die in the first few days of his life, but how do you keep up with all the surgeries?
You go on Medicaid.
Medicaid doesn't cover all that kind of stuff. It really doesn't, but whatever. I'm just happy that, I'm hoping that the Republicans are not going to screw people over
with pre-existing
conditions.
The pictures you see of her, she doesn't look that healthy.
She's probably a little tired. I think she had a baby last week.
How's the health?
And went
of
through the
child?
Stress of the baby being sick. I mean, give the poor lady a break.
Well, I just wondered whether she was sick beforehand, and that contributed to the problem. That was all I was wondering. The problem is sad, and the problem is real, and all of you had.
That's horrible. I mean, the minute you have a baby, and then you have something happen to that baby. I mean, that's trauma. I mean, anytime something happens to your child, much less a little teeny tiny day old baby, I mean, that's incredibly hard.
Yep. And you've gotten a lot of coverage for it. And maybe that's good because in this circumstance, as Victoria said, calling attention to these things and making them part of what we have is a sort of universal. There are all kinds of things that are disgustingly lacking from many of these bills because they're still insurance bills and the insurance companies don't really want to pay. They'll sell you a lot of insurance, but do you think they want to pay you?
No, they don't want to pay you. It's not their business to pay you.
Having government at the center of healthcare is really hard, and that just adds an extra layer of complication.
But without government in this circumstance,
now it's there, and you've got to deal with it.
All right, let's deal with something else. Mother's Day, a lot of conversation between this morning and next week at this time, because people will still be, I guarantee, mark my words, people will not take my advice, God bless them, and act now on things you can get for your mom for Mother's Day. So let's get to it, though, even though next Thursday I'm going to say I told you so because you didn't do what I asked you to do or suggested that'll make you seem like a hero to your mom. One of the ideas we have is to get your mom some new sheets, right? Parachute sheets. Fabulous. We all love them. You've heard us talk about extolling the value and the virtue. So how about you get, never mind you, you're taken care of. What about your mom? You haven't taken care of her yet. So let's get on the horn. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. Somebody asked yesterday if they monogram. Can you go look at the site, Victoria?
Yeah, did we find out if they monogram?
Anyway, I don't think we did. Do they list that on the site? Let's find out if they monogram, because that's an even better or bigger enhancement. A lot of people like to have these things that they're close to, pillows and sheets and towels and stuff, monogrammed. So, but even if they didn't, this is still a fabulous way to make your mom very happy, very happy. These are sheets that are better than anything you've ever experienced. Duvet covers, all kinds of stuff for the home. That's why they call it Parachute Home. So visit parachutehome.com/DJV, get free shipping and the best product, the best sheets. They are made of Egyptian cotton, stitched together in Italy. People are talking about them all over the place now. Automatically, it seems. But I was the first one to talk about them on the radio, and I'm happy. Parachutehome.com/DJV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's 53 after the hour now. It's time for Tech Talk with Victoria Keelan. Today is World Password Day. All right, quick. Kara, what's your password?
Password 123.
Ah,
very secure.
Perfect.
You'd be surprised how many people still have that.
It's 123 password. Just the,
mine's password 1234.
Oh, good. Ooh.
More difficult.
Yeah. Happy. So you got to think about your password today.
Yep.
As a reminder that it's pretty silly to have one of those simple things. Simple Simon was a pieman, remember? You probably don't remember that, but don't be a simple Simon. The problem is that you lose them or you forget about them, and then you can't find them, and then you got to change them. And so there's a way, though, you can go you can put them all in one place, right? And then just go find that place and be reminded what they are. I'm terrible at remembering. Oh, man. So... All right, so Airbnb is going to sell. I've decided to try one. I'm going to L.A. next weekend, and I've never been in an Airbnb. So I had Megan look around. She said, okay, Dad, I'll find you something. So I'm interested to try it just to see what it's like, and it would be a good thing to talk about on the air.
And what kind of place are you getting? Do you know?
I don't know. I left it to her. She knows.
Oh, all right. So it'll be a surprise.
Yes.
People love Airbnb. I haven't done it yet, but people just, you know, you can rent a whole house. You can have a room in someone's house or an apartment. Yeah, it's great.
All right. So we'll figure that out. But we have, there is a huge travel problem that they're working on. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. First, though, another problem. Solving problems is what we're all about here. If you have a problem, you're running a company and you are needing a person too sweet. En français, that's very quickly, like now. How do you find somebody? How do you post your job and get instant results? You do what thousands of people who listen to this program have, who run small businesses, medium-sized businesses, big businesses. They've gone to ZipRecruiter/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com /DJV, where you can use the ZipRecruiter tools free. Try it out the first time. Find your candidate no matter where. Post that job. Tote that barge. Get that bail. Find that person. No messing around here. This is the best way. Thousands, thousands, and thousands of people have used ZipRecruiter. The most popular way to do this in the country right now is to use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yeah, let's get to the person for that job right away so your business can continue to hum. Hum. Zip. How do you like that, Victoria? You like that? Hum.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, let's get to the Airbnb thing. What's going on?
Well, Airbnb is trying to solve a very big international travel problem. Pretty much any time anyone books a trip abroad, the second after buying your ticket and purchasing your vacation, the next thing you think about is, okay, do I have to buy a data plan for my cell phone, which can be extremely expensive. And in a lot of cases, people just don't buy a data plan and they rely on public Wi-Fi when they're traveling, you know, anywhere outside of the States. So Airbnb has put out a patent for a device. It looks like it's about the size of an iPhone, and it's a little round sphere, and you'd be able to travel with this device. And
Verizon has a thing like that called MiFi. It's the same kind of thing.
This actually isn't a Wi-Fi. This is an interesting device. It's hopefully it'll be out next year. It's for when you travel to places that have no Wi-Fi or they have no cell service, and it allows you to download your most important documents.
But
maps,
only in an Airbnb facility.
No, anywhere. It's totally new technology, which is really cool.
So why are they getting into this? What do you think is?
Well, it is their first foray into hardware, and it puts them on par with, you know, Facebook has designed different internet services for third world nations and things like that. Mm. And it's sort of in that same vein. But this could be a total game changer, and cellular companies are not going to be happy with this, because if you're traveling around with your little Airbnb sphere and you're not using cellular or Wi-Fi, then you've really skirted the system.
I went to England last year and to Israel. You never hear me say much good about Verizon, but they have a one-day pass for $10 that you can use for all data, for calls, do whatever. And I used it successfully. I was a little skeptical at first and shut off everything on the phone, but it did work out to be, actually, you don't hear me, as I said, often say good things about Verizon, but that thing worked well. But this is not, there's no cost involved in this?
This will be, this would be, I guess, they haven't done a plan yet for it in terms of pricing, but this would be, if you're an Airbnb customer, you could basically sign up for this and you'll get the device to travel with.
There's some kind of ID number when I go to the Airbnb in LA, when I go out there, is that going to be, I'm going to get a number and that will identify me, I'm guessing.
Huh. I guess so, yeah.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete ShelterPod system at ShelterPod.com. The ShelterPod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.